Well, six states voluntarily drove up the price of gasoline this month. Idaho, Georgia, Maryland, Rhode Island, Nebraska, and Vermont all increased their state gas taxes for the start of the new fiscal year. States are raising money to improve roads, and the federal gas tax has not gone up since 1993. Jay Roberts is planning director of the Georgia Department of Transportation and co-author of the bill that led to a nearly 7 cent per gallon increase in that state. Jay Roberts, it may be surprising to some that the legislature in a conservative state like Georgia voted to hike the gas tax.
You know, in Georgia, we rely pretty much solely on our motor fuel tax for our transportation needs. And so we don't take a lot of money out of the general fund to put into transportation. So it was the fact of if we didn't raise our motor fuel tax, where was we going to get the revenue from? So that was the big issue, and to really educate the members as to the need and where we were in the state of Georgia.
And does the need exist because the federal government hasn't raised its gas tax and has not put the money into transportation projects that are needed in the state of Georgia?
Well, I think that the fact that we have seen a lot of uncertainty at the federal level, that has been an issue. But to be honest with you, we haven't updated our gas tax or motor fuel tax since 1971. Hmm. And so therefore, we had great roads. We were doing real well when it came to transportation. But the problem is our needs were outpacing our revenues. And so we were starting to fall behind, especially when it came to maintenance and operations.
How easy was it for you to get your fellow lawmakers to support this bill to raise the gas tax?
You know, it wasn't an easy task at all. I started last year. I went around the state and had eight different hearings to talk, to get input from citizens, local governments, businesses, to the issues that they were facing. And, you know, having gone around the state, we helped at that point to build the case. And then going into the legislative session in January, we started drafting legislation, which went through several different drafts as we started through the process. So it was not an easy task, but I think the main thing was the education.
Do you think the federal government should follow your lead? The federal gas tax has not been raised in more than 20 years now. There's a big fight going on in Congress about transportation funding right now. Should they raise the gas tax?
You know, I think they need to find a way to raise revenue, whether it's from a gas tax or some other form. We need a sustainable long term. More than anything, we need for the federal government to quit passing 2 month, 6 month extensions. What we need is a long term bill, a bill that will give us the ability to plan for the future. It's tough to plan when you're looking at only 2 months. Then you don't know what they're going to do. They say they're going to reauthorize, so you got to wait, and then you get reauthorization to the end of the year. And then you've got to look and see what's going to happen come January. So the uncertainty is probably the biggest issue. Yes, we need some more revenue, but the main thing we need is to at least stay currently at the funding levels we are today. But more than anything, we need a long-term funding bill that will get us, you know, 5, 6 years, 10 years down the road.
Well, in your new capacity as planning director for the Georgia Department of Transportation, what's at stake in Georgia if Congress does not reach a deal on these transportation projects by the end of July?
Well, for us, because of the fact that we passed HB 170, we would probably be back in the same situation we were before we had passed it. Because if we start looking at reduction in federal funds, even just a third of those reductions, I mean, would basically almost cut into what we had raised from HB 170. So it could have a devastating impact on us.
What would you say to people in other states that have not raised their gas tax? Do you think it was worth the effort to do it?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think that we have put ourselves in a good position as we move forward. I would say to people in other states, they have to look at their own individual situations because each state is different. But with Georgia being a fast-growing state, and all, we had to do something to try to, one, to make sure that we maintain the safety of our roads. And that's one of our big issues. We've got a lot of bridges that are structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. And so we've got to go in and look at our bridge system and try to go in and repair them, plus go back in with just the maintenance of our roads, and then try to look at ways to increase some capacity.
That's Jay Roberts, who is the planning director of the Georgia Department of Transportation. He, in his previous capacity as a state representative, had authored a bill to raise the gas tax in Georgia by 6.7 cents per gallon. And that has just gone into effect this month. Jay, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
And whether you live in Georgia or any other state, let us know, do you think your state ought to be raising the gas tax? Do you think the federal gas tax should go up right now to pay for more roads and bridges to be worked on across this country? Weigh in,